Included on the agenda as an action item. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this public comment portion of the agenda. We have public comment.
Thank you. We've prepared.
Introduce yourself for the record.
Okay. My name is Hallie Murphy, and I'm from St. Peter's Episcopal Church. With us tonight are our senior warden, Allison Jaffe, our junior warden, Gail Bowers, and our award-winning Wine Walk chairperson, Susan Newcomb. We are here tonight to just start a conversation. We have some visions for the property on St. Peter's. We prepared a paper packet for you, and you should have something near your seat. We realize you can't make comment tonight, but this is food for thought, and we are soliciting your input to our project. We're gathering information. So the second page of our packet, your packet has this Episcopal Church in Carson City cover sheet. Second page, we are on the blue line on the corner of Telegraph and Division. We are here to check in with you to increase our understanding of how we can best manage this jewel of the historic district. We want to be in compliance with the HRC standards and city codes, and our past experience tells us with this historic building we have some gray area to navigate. I picked up a copy of the landscape standards referenced in the project application and just gave them to our junior warden tonight so that we could figure out what questions we have for you. We're kind of gnashing through the standards. And we are having visions, so the next page of your slide packet. The big vision for our property includes a labyrinth, a memorial garden, less grass, more paths, and parking improvements. Part one of our work is to build a labyrinth this year. We hope in time for our 150th birthday in August. This brief presentation will focus on the labyrinth project only. We have three questions for you, and open comments or questions are welcome at the end. So our two main elements are the patterns and the options for materials. The three questions I gave you in a handout, you can get those back to me another day, another time. The fourth page, a Gothic labyrinth, page 4, is the next picture I want you to look at. A labyrinth is a contemplative prayer space. It's used for walking meditation, an ancient practice. Labyrinths were incorporated into the floors of Gothic cathedrals in France during the 12th and 13th centuries, and the architecture of St. Peter's would be complemented by this sort of Gothic labyrinth Chartreuse pattern. We favor this particular style. Next page. It should be page 6 is your next page. Our installation options just highlight some of the material ways that we can install this labyrinth. We can professionally install a fully ADA compliant labyrinth with a paver kit, or we can build the labyrinth with natural materials. One goal we have to keep in mind is to reduce water use on the property, and to do that we must eliminate some grass. So we really wonder how you feel about arid landscaping on this property. And the last page, our labyrinth site. You can see that the land there, the ground there, really needs work. Grass no longer grows in this space. We do plan to return to the HRC with a formal proposal for action between now and April. And if you have any questions or comments on the information that we've provided to you tonight, I've given you my cell phone and my email address, and you've got the names of the people who have come tonight. So thank you for your time today.
Can I ask what's your preference for the landscape of the labyrinth materials?
We're kind of we prefer the paver option. I think that we can get it installed quicker, more ADA compliant. So that is our preference. Our community sense, though, the character of our community is to, do landscape materials. So there you have it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Next item is D, modification for possible action, approval of the minutes from November 9th, 2017. The minutes before us.
I move to approve the minutes from November 9th.
Second.
Second.
Any questions on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is D, modification of the agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The public body may combine two or more agenda items for consideration, and the public body may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item on the agenda at any time. Hope, I think you suggested remove E5 and E6 up to the first two items. Is there any objection to that? Any commission member modifications? Okay, so we'll move the 5 and 6 up to the first two and then proceed. E, public hearing matters. E1, HRC dash, oops, E5 for possible action. What did I just do? HRC dash 17-163, continuation of a consideration of a request from Jennifer Yen to install roof-mounted solar panels on property zone residential office, RO, located at 314 West 5th Street, APN 003-129-04. Hope.
Since the release of your packet, we have communicated with the applicant. The applicant is working with the solar company to identify alternative locations for the roof-mounted panels, and has requested a continuation to your meeting of March 8, 2018. So with the concurrence of the commission, I would suggest a motion to continue this item to March 8, 2018.
Okay.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
And the second, any questions? Any public comment on this item? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll continue till 3-8-18. Next item, E6, for possible action, HRC-18-001, to consider a request from David and Don Morris to demolish an existing structure on property zone residential office, RO, located at 213 Nevada Street, APN 003-114-08. Hope.
Okay, I will just point out to the commission that at the end of the staff report, there are photographs of the site and a copy of the survey is in the packet as well. The applicant is seeking to demolish the building at 213 South Nevada Street. The municipal code says the HRC may authorize the demolition of a structure upon finding that the cultural resource does not meet the National Register significance criteria. The municipal code also says the demolition may not occur until the HRC and all other approvals necessary for the site development and a replacement building have been approved. The applicant is seeking to confirm that they can demolish the building before going ahead to spend the money on new plans. The subject property is addressed in the 2009 Carson City Mid-Century Survey. Per the survey information prepared by Diana Painter, PhD, the building is not eligible for the National Register as it has no known significant association with patterns of local history, person, and the building design is lacking in architectural integrity. Based on this conclusion reached in the survey, the staff believes the HRC may find that does not meet the National Register significance criteria and may demolish the subject property, subject to the site development and replacement building plans obtaining all approvals, including the HRC approval. So essentially, if you were to approve this today, what you're telling the applicant is you're going to be okay with the demolition, but he can't do it until you've approved the building plans that will be executed after at the time of the demolition. And I'm happy to answer questions. Mr. and Mrs. Morris, the property owners, are present.
Thank you, Hope. Mr. or Mrs. Morris, would you like to come up and answer any questions? Are there any questions of Hope from the commission?
I would just like to say that even though it's not a National Register eligible property, it's kind of cute.
I'm just wondering what happened to the back of it.
Where's the rest of it?
Yeah. Are there any questions of Mr. Morris? I would just like, if there's no question, I'd just like to make sure in our motion that we reiterate conditions 2 and 3, because the reason that we have this in the municipal code is because of the fear that I think back in the late 80s, early 90s, we had demolitions with nothing taking their place for years. And we want to make sure that if we're demolishing something in the district that the owner intends to rebuild there, that we have approved the plans and we know what's going in. So if we could just make sure that at least conditions 2 and 3 are, it's
2.
2 and 1. Is it 1 and 2? Okay. Yeah, make sure that
Mr. Chair, do you want the applicant to go on the record as understanding that requirement that you just outlined?
Absolutely. Well, that I want it done like that anyway. I mean, I don't want to put anything in there that's going to throw any flags up. Right. Absolutely.
Any other questions?
Can we just put the other half back on?
Is there any public comment on this item?
I just wanted to, you've come to us before but with some things you wanted to do and so on and so forth, and it just sort of reached the point where...
I did the math, and it's not a very good footprint to begin with. And to spend a bunch of money on that structure seems ludicrous to us. And I mean, we could do it, but we still wouldn't have a very good building.
You'd still be looking for the other half.
Right.
I might add too that Mr. Morris has had some administrative approvals for roofing materials on the garage.
We've made some improvements already that, you know, garage doors and roofs and. Actually, we ordered new windows for that place already, which we'll incorporate in the new structure. So,
any other commission member questions, comments? Jen, do you have your fingers on the button?
It's been here my whole life. There's something I can actually say it's been here my whole life. I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, if you could reuse some of the brick or something in your next thing, because obviously brick's expensive, but... yeah, it's you know, it's kind of interesting. That was the best part about the whole thing when we talked about it before. Didn't really like the garage. And now it's going the other way. And, you know, at $225 a square foot to build new, it gets costly. But to go in and dig up old bones, too. So just kind of...
It's funny you say that, because the only thing I saw that was savable was the brick.
Well, I can see a lot more of it. And again, this is the house I live in. But anyway.
Any other commission member comments? Any public comment? I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, I move to approve HRC-18-001, request from David and Don Moores to demolish a 720 square foot building constructed in 1952. On property zoned residential office, RO, located at 213 South Nevada Street, APN 003-114-08. Based on the findings that the cultural resource does not meet National Register significance criteria, and subject to the conditions of approval, number one, that the approval shall not take in effect until such time as a site development plan has been submitted to and approved by the Historic Resources Commission. And number two, this approval shall not be in effect until such time as the Historic Resources Commission has approved a replacement building or site improvement and all other necessary approvals have been obtained.
A motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
Motion and a second. Any questions?
I have a question. I mean, maybe to kind of help these folks out is for them to develop a plan of what's going back in there. Does this commission want to see something mid-century again, like in the era of 1952 that replicated it? Are you looking at 1870? Are you looking at 1980?
I think it's wide open as long as they meet our guidelines. we can go. I mean, it's, you know, you don't have to repeat styles. You can use materials that blend with the district or anything else. It just needs to be sensitive to the district.
I think that area of the district has a lot of different elements in it anyway, so I think you could probably find something that will fit within there.
Yeah, we're not going to have anything outrageous at all. Just it's not a big enough lot to do a lot with anyway, so.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for bringing this before us.
Thank you.
So, we done? I'll see you. I'll get some plans together. B1, HRC-17-222, for possible action to approve the Historic Resources Commission annual report for 2017 to be presented to the Board of Supervisors. Hope.
Okay, this report will be, once you've approved it, will be presented to the Board of Supervisors in February. Just highlights from 2017, you had 5 HRC meetings, you had 41 applications. 25 of those applications were handled administratively. You prepared the text to address fencing in the historic district. You presented the Historic Preservation Award. You organized the scavenger hunt, and you hosted the camp program in April. You did do a lot. So anyway, the annual report essentially outlines that. If there's any changes you'd make to the, what would like to make to the report, we can go ahead and make those in advance of the February board meeting.
Thanks, Hope. Commission member questions, comments, changes, additions? Any public comment? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the 2017 Historic Resources Commission annual report to the Board of Supervisors as presented by staff.
The motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. E2, HRC-17-223, for possible action to discuss and potentially make nominations for the 2018 Historic Carson City Historic Preservation Awards for Outstanding Achievements in Historic Preservation. Hope.
Okay, this is sort of a coming attraction for you. So each May during Preservation Month, the HRC presents the Historic Preservation Awards at the Board of Supervisors meeting. In March, which is your next meeting, is when you identify who those folks are, the winners of those awards. We will put an ad in the paper again like we did last year, and we'll put it on social media and on the city's website that we're soliciting nominations for your consideration. I will remind you that the Perini Ovens were nominated last year, and you did not award it to that project, but you wanted to reconsider it this year. So I'm just putting that kind of on your radar because you requested that last year. And this is an opportunity for you to brainstorm about any ideas you have in advance of the March meeting when you make your decision.
Thank you. Just a question, would it be helpful to have new nomination forms, or can the commission, in the past the commission just throws out names and we consider them, and occasionally we'll get full nomination forms. Would it be beneficial if we started just doing forms, even if it's, if we have minimal reasoning, just to have a paper record or something for the record?
It probably would be beneficial in that we could put it in the packet and all the other commissioners could see it in advance of the meeting and understand the logic behind the nomination.
Okay. Any thoughts, ideas, questions? You want to just consider it and go online and start putting some nominations together? What do we want to do? I think the Covingtons, the perennial Covington. Any other questions, discussions? We can just.
Does anybody have any ideas? Or just
is there anything we have
nothing is done right now, so maybe next year. Building 2 and building 1.
Is there anything in prison?
I don't think the prison has gotten... We gave them a couple, gave them an award a few years ago. I don't think there's anything new going on there. They're Silver Saddle, but again, I don't think any, it's kind of in limbo. Parks and Rec Department is getting very active with the Omnibus Land Exchange and those properties and really looking at historic preservation.
How about their work on the Lincoln Highway? That's not in limbo.
That's a maintenance project, and it's that might be something that's better down the road. I don't know. So, do we need a motion to continue this?
No, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to discuss it, and we'll go ahead and advertise, and to the extent you want to put forward nominations as individual commissioners. You have a copy of the form, and we will get everything posted. It's not posted yet, but I'll let you know once it's posted.
Do we have applications for Prinny Evans and Covington from last year?
Covington came from the commission, so we don't have a nomination. Prinny Evans we do, and I'll put that in your packet for the March meeting.
Actually, if you want to just email it to me, I'll prepare a 2018 application for it.
Okay, perfect.
Was the last year that they worked on the Evans, or the year before? Didn't they? And that's not the end of history, right?
It was after, I'm trying to remember when they collapsed. It's been a while, but.
We'll be searching in minutes off your pictures today.
Okay.
Is there any architects or anything in town that anybody that's up to?
Nobody that's in, yeah.
Rob's not here.
Sorry. Don't show up there.
It's a good idea to show up. You may not.
That was a pun.
What Don doesn't realize is Rob's not here, so guess who's the vice chair?
By the way, Rob apologized to me. His wife is being released from the hospital tonight, so he had to go pick her up.
E3, HRC-17-224. For possible action to discuss the Historic Resources annual scavenger hunt and possibly accept volunteer commission members to coordinate the scavenger hunt with planning staff. Oh.
Okay, so for the past 8 years, the planning staff and the HRC have organized the scavenger hunt in May in honor of Historic Preservation Month. This past year, we had 24 people submit results, and staff believes there were a total of 30 participants. So I guess part of the discussion, in addition to volunteers, I think the first conversation is this an event that's worth the effort that's involved in putting on, given the number of participants, or is there something else that the commission would like to do to create public awareness during Preservation Month? And then if you decide the scavenger hunt is the way to go, then we would be looking for volunteers to help organize it.
Members?
Well, I know if we don't do the scavenger hunt, there's going to be three or four couples that routinely have done this since it started. They're going to be kind of upset, but I'm surprised that only 30 packets went out. I see people when it's going on all the time. I mean, I get a lot of really good reviews and a lot of people love it, but.
My sense, having done it a number of years before I was replaced, is that some people futz around with it, but they never really get done, but they still have fun, and so there are a lot of ways to enjoy it and not get counted, actually. And, it's online now and so on. So it seemed if people were wandering by my house and so forth regularly doing something, but at least having fun.
I was just thinking about it. We may want to try a slightly different format. Something like the Nevada Day Treasure Hunt, where we work with the appeal and post a new property weekly or something like that. We could have it online as well, but post it sequentially over a period of a couple months and let people do it that way, or do it bi-weekly, something like that. Maybe we'll get a little more interest that way. The other thing I was thinking about, and Jed probably liked this, I was scanning some historic district materials and just getting digitized or in digital format, and I came across some before, some present and past photographs from the historic district. And there's some neat historic photographs within the district that might be, if we put one or two of those in, let people identify the historic house, that might be an interesting addition to it as well.
Well, I was planning a few months ago, and I did take a picture of all from the 1980 survey that they took. So I just took pictures of them. You know, we have got them right there. They're already digitized. I mean, that's pretty easy. But it's interesting to see from what 1980 to now what's changed. Mm-hmm. And like fences, when they disappear, they reappear. The fence that was around the Bliss Mansion was amazing. But I can see why it's not up. I mean, the cost to put something like that up again. But absolutely.
Okay, so I think there's interest from the commission, and I think there's some other things we can do. Luann, do you want to take charge of it again? Do you want to hand it off?
I can work on it with some help if somebody wants to help.
I'd be happy to, you know, brainstorm whatever. It's been fun the way we've done it, and if we can think of some new ways to do it and tweak the interest, we just, you know, brainstorm a bit about it. Look around and see what else is done elsewhere, I suppose, would be handy too. See what else we can find. I'd be happy to put my hands together with others. Starting with Luann.
I think it's a great exercise for, I think, people going through the district and just realizing how many historic buildings we have. It also was good for me just to walk around the district taking photographs several times and trying to come up with the right images and then trying to do the scavenger hunt. I got more familiar with the district myself, so it was great.
Okay, is that enough direction, Hope?
Yes, thank
great.
You.
Next item is E4, HRC-17-225, for possible action to elect the Historic Resource Commission Chairman and Vice Chairman for the period February 2018 to January 2019. Hope.
Per the city policy, a member should only serve as the chairman for 2 years, or I'm sorry, 2 consecutive years, and should be nominated for chairman only when 2 or more years have passed since the member last served as chairperson. The current chair has served for 2 years, and with that, I will leave it to the commission.
I just want to point out, I was saying this before the meeting, that not everyone can do as good a job as our current chair. Because of his experience and breadth of knowledge, what you noted, there were 41 submissions and 25 were handled administratively. If I were at the top of the heap, for example, there would be quite a few more of those going to the meeting because I wouldn't know enough and be comfortable enough to deal with it administratively. You know, so there's that kind of reality that Mike brings that much knowledge to the fore. Although I guess the previous time we went through this, our missing member was the... Okay. I mean, and how did that work?
A lot of the administrative stuff, you just need to go down to the office because it's roofing primarily. Roofing and sometimes fencing. Was there any other administrative things that you did that? And my other thought is, too, is, who's missing?
Yeah. I brought that up.
Yeah, the audience.
Is there... We can't... Mike can't do it more, Hope, is that the rule? Or can we break the rules?
So, you know, as Hope was alluding to, it's not a strict requirement that Mike can't be the chairman again. It's just that part of the city's policies and procedures that go to the boards, commissions and committees, that's the recommendation, but it's not a requirement.
Hope, do you have the requirements for chairman offhand? That I just thought that, because when we set that policy, I remember reading and thinking, you know, that's tough for any commission. The requirements for a chairman are pretty specific, and it requires someone who can manage a meeting and things like that. And it's out there. I'm sure there's some commissions that have multiple members who can do it. There's some that might be a little bit scarcer in that regard. But maybe next year we can bring those to light, too. But, any other questions or comments?
Sure. I think you bring up a good point. I mean, The administrative stuff, I mean, I understand the intent of not having a chair for more than 2 years based on trying to lead the board in one direction, but when you have administrative approvals that are pretty limited in scope. But the other thing you bring up is running a meeting. And when you have a first-time chairman of anything, it's dubious at the beginning to run the meeting, and some get better at it and some don't, but you know, it's, you do run a good meeting, and in certain circumstances, there are times when you steer the ship of we're losing, we're going off course, and that happens a lot. Being in front of, for a special use permit this last year, of what the purview is and where this commissioner goes and where that one goes and where this one goes, you have a really good ability of, like, wait a minute, let's hone back in. And for example, you did that last meeting with Commissioner Hayes and myself.
Don?
Can I make a nomination?
I will, if there are no other questions or comments, I'll open the floor for nomination.
I'd like to nominate Mike Drew for chairman.
I'll accept. There's Lewin second. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll close nominations and I'll call for a vote. Call for a vote.
Aye.
Opposed? I'll accept the nomination and the position. Thank you. I'll now open up nominations for vice chair.
I'd like to make a nomination for Commissioner Darn.
I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
And basically the vice chair is going to pick up when the chairman can't attend a meeting or an administrative approval. So, I mean, it's not quite as busy as it would be for the chairman.
All in favor of Rob Darney for vice chair?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Rob is the vice chair.
I'm not trying to go against city policy. I want to be really clear about that. It just, I've sat here for a couple of years, and I look at those administrative approvals, but I also look at the way your knowledge of what we're all supposed to be representing. And I it's a pleasure to work with you, Mike, and I appreciate your guidance and leadership, and I think you keep us out of a little bit of trouble.
Let's hope that part continues. Next item is E7 for possible action, HRC-17-203, review and discussion of the November 8th, 2017 letter from the State Historic Preservation Officer providing observations and recommendations concerning Carson City's certified local government program. Hope.
Thank you. Back in September, staff from SHPO met with the chair, with city staff, and observed your meeting. It was sort of an audit, if you will. After making those observations, reviewing our records, they prepared the letter that was in the packet. The good news is they didn't identify any corrective action, so that's a positive. They did recommend commissioner training and a better inventory of historic resources. They also suggested for future action that the suggested future actions recommended by SHPO were one, that the development standards be updated to reflect the updated Secretary of the Interior standards for the treatment of historic properties. Two, that we evaluate the downtown area for eligibility for the National Register listing, thus eligibility for tax credits. And three, that we update the Carson City Preservation Plan. This item is on this agenda so that you can have a copy of the letter, discuss the letter, and identify if any of the content of the letter is something you'd like to incorporate into a work program. I think the chair and I discussed, I don't recall if it was with the entire commission, the idea of working with the Redevelopment Authority to have educational programs on the tax credit program. And that might be something that I don't recall if that was discussed at the commission or just with the chair. But that may be an idea. So this, honestly, I'm going to turn it over to you for your discussion. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that was just discussed with the SHPO representative. and the two of us. One of the other things, in looking at the comments, the commission member training, during that meeting, it was Michelle's first meeting. When I started on the commission, when you became a member, you got a binder that had the history of certified local governments. It outlined where the historic district boundaries were, what your duties were, and things like that. And I think we might want to go back. I don't know if any other commissioners have ever.
I got one, but that's.
Yeah. It might be something to look at, is putting together a binder. We've got a lot of updates. We checked the survey inventory or the our guidelines, and those were updated last in 2005. It seems like it was yesterday, but it wasn't. But I think it's important for us to have those, especially when a new member comes on, because it solves some of the questions about contributing, non-contributing, where boundaries are. It's more confusing now because we have a Carson City Historic District and a National Register District that are managed slightly different, and I think that would help a bunch in furthering this. So, are there any other commission member comments?
And hope if it helps, I still have my binder intact, but it's a good resource. I mean, I refer to that thing all the time. Don, you didn't get the big binder with it?
Today's my first day, so I'm still waiting for the binder.
2018, I understand.
No,
I've never got the binder.
I do get the binder, but I went through it when I was reviewing that specific property, and I couldn't find the information about contributing, non-contributing, and which was my questions at the.
I was actually feeling good about you, Michelle, because you got the same crummy seat that I've got, and they all have really nice seats. So now I find you have the binder and.
And I believe all these items for future action can be funded with CLG funds too. So I think it's something we should consider. Maybe what we need to do is agendize an item a month or something and discuss it, see where we want to go when we get to the CLG. HPF grant program, we can maybe pull some of this out and try to fund some of that too. Any other commission member comments, questions?
Last year when I talked to Jim Bertolini, excuse me if I messed up his name, but everybody on the Westside Historic District can get a plaque put on their house. And is that something that we want to offer everybody that's in the Westside Historic District, that information that they can get one? Because my neighbor put one up and said he can do that, and it's like, well, I was looking at the single nomination to be in the register, but on that west side, is that something that we want to look at as far as getting the public to know that they can apply for something like that?
It's something we could look at, Jed. One of the things that Jim Bertolini stressed to us too was that we have the means to put together a Carson City Historic Register and do a designation just citywide too, that may bring some of those properties that don't meet National Register standards in, and we have to look at funding for plaques and things like that, but we probably need to start focusing on properties that we think are important for the city, because those will come under our purview.
Even your comment about the scavenger hunt, to have something in the newspaper on preservation, May Preservation Month, illustrating different houses and stuff like that, and trying to build the awareness and the awareness where people are really excited about it. Because, I mean, you do have a lot of things, but there's, I think, a lot of houses where somebody might have been on the city council, but not of real predominance politically in the statewide scheme of things to get that individual nomination.
Yeah, I mean, we can look at National Register criteria and bring it right way down to the local level and make those designations. So I think that's something smart to do. So is that enough direction, Hope?
Yeah, the objective of this item is really to make the letter available to you all and to give you the opportunity to discuss it.
Did he say if this was going to be an annual thing that they're going to review us? Or?
That's my understanding.
Is this something new on their part that they have to keep track of their CLGs?
I think they're going through a bit of a transformation. You'll recall they had a member of staff member SHPO was sitting on with the HRC, and they decided not to do that, not to be a member of the commission. Rather, they do want to be supportive of the commissions, and as part of the support, they'll try to have better observations of how the commissions are doing, identify opportunities for improved education for the commissions, and just help the commissions be successful.
That's something we need to consider too, because in our member requirements, we're going to have to revise the CCMC to reflect.
No, it doesn't call for a SHPO.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
I think the state code does. I think in the historic district designation, when it talks about CLGs, it may mention a SHPO designee.
Yeah, when Karen went off, we checked our municipal code for that very purpose, and we're good. We never called that out.
Okay. I'll look into it, and we may need to make SHPO aware of the fact that there's some state requirements that they need to address. Okay, next item, E7 for possible action, HRC. Am I in the right spot? E8. HRC 17-121, discussion of the 2018 Historic Preservation Fund and specifically funding for the National Alliance of Preservation Commissions Forum. Oh.
Okay, SHPO is going to do the Historic Preservation Fund in two phases, if you will. Right now, phase one, the applications are due tomorrow. That application is only for travel to the 2018 forum program, which will be held July 18th through 22nd in Des Moines, Iowa. I have submitted the application, and as a placeholder, I put in for 3 HRC members. So part of this meeting is to determine if any HRC members are interested in attending the forum program in Des Moines, Iowa. And if we only say have 2, then I'd want to let SHPO know that we're reducing our funding request. The other part of the Historic Preservation Fund will be a more open-ended grant program. They haven't put out applications for that. I think they're waiting on the federal allocation still. And so that will be forthcoming, but right now they're not seeking applications on that part of the fund. So that's what the chair was alluding to, I think, is when that part of the fund is available through SHPO, then we'll have to identify what are those priority items that we're seeking funding for. So the immediate item before us is the forum program, and the chair did attend forum last year, and he can speak to it and the benefits of it.
Thank you. It's actually a really good program. We saw some of it in the camp training. I can't remember her name, but the woman who did the windows did a really great presentation there. And the forum is along those lines. There's workshops in it where people with expertise come and show you things. There was a great presentation by a guy from Marvin Windows on the historic windows. And, here's a guy who's selling replacement windows and telling everybody in the audience that this is what you guys need to look for quality and to make sure you're meeting the standards, that people shouldn't be replacing windows unless they can get profiles and everything else that are a close match. So it was, there's some really good programs there. There were some interesting things, some virtual tours and things like that I think the city of Birmingham had put together. There's just great ideas that float around for those days.
The only thing I'll add is that this is a conference for preservation commissions. So everybody at that conference either is on a preservation commission, typically a local one. They might be with a state agency that supports the local commission, with a staff, the local staff that's supporting the commission. So it's not a conference just on historic preservation. It's targeted at commission members and the challenges of being a commission member. And actually, it's funny that Mike focused so much on windows, because I honestly couldn't believe how focused the conference was on windows. There were so many sessions on windows. So it's clear that lots of commissions are having challenges with windows. But they're having other challenges, and they're trying to figure out how to handle new construction in their districts. And, you know, what type of materials are adequate? When do you allow, you know, replacement materials in the case of a unkept building, if you will? So I think it's a really great, great conference in general, but the fact that it's focused on commissions is really good.
And Hope alluded to it as well. The local CLGs are there as well as their staff, and it's a great way to network with them and just talk about problems and understand, you know, the perspective of planning departments as well. So, anybody interested?
Does this include staff and the three?
I put in for five, and that would include the community development director, me, and three staff members. I mean, three commission members.
It's Des Moines, a big part of town.
It's more just north of there. So, is this? Do you have to know tonight?
No, but if you know 100%, you're not interested, and there's only two who are kind, maybe would be interested, then that would be good to know, just so that I could let the SHPO know that we're not actually requesting what we're requesting. But if there's three of you who want to say, yeah, we're interested, but we can't commit 100%, then I'll leave the application as is.
I'm interested.
I'm really interested as well.
I think it's cool, but those dates are not good for me.
I'm definitely interested. Obviously, I need some training. Per Jim's letter.
Lou, okay. You interested?
I'm fine not going.
Well, I'll just leave the grant as is, and as we get closer to that date, because I just called it HRC1, HRC2, HRC3. I didn't assign any names. So as we get closer, if we get funded for three, we'll see what works with people's calendars and who's available.
I'm interested in account four then, if we have three positions. I think we should be able to fill them all.
Should I amend it and ask for more money?
No, I think three is a good number. And if we have four commissioners interested, I think it'll work.
We are wrestling.
Yeah. The loser gets the souvenir from Des Moines. Is it barbecue? No.
No, and basically this is just to get reimbursed for airfare, not to be able to attend. If we find ourselves out in some family gathering out there with
It would cover expenses, of travel expenses, and your time spent at the conference would be the match. So we assign a value to your time, and that's how we capture the 40% match that we're required to provide.
Yeah, I think last time, did we get per diem, or did we get airfare and hotel with meal stipends, something like that?
In the grant request, I've requested funding for the airfare, the hotel, the meals, airport parking, car rental, gas money to travel from the airport to the... So, I mean, it's pretty... I tried to cover everything.
Okay, so we have four interested, Hope, and I think we're in good shape. Next item is F, staff reports, discussion only, planning staff.
Okay, since your last meeting, there's been five administrative approvals, one fence, three re-roofs, and one gutter installation. Also, the chair and I were able to go to the board meet. Well, we went to both planning commission and board with the amendment to the code regarding fencing materials. The planning commission unanimously supported the language you put forward, and the board has introduced the ordinance, and it's going before the Board of Supervisors next week for adoption.
Any commission member reports? Future agenda items? I think we have.
Just signage again, and what about the bar on 5th and Carson?
I haven't heard it's coming. You know what?
I see it falling down. It's about. Are we going to do something as a commissioner?
Is redevelopment dealing with Jack's Bar at all? Well, yeah, Hope and I will talk and see. We might.
Is there any movement on? Is there still an interested party in the Ornsby House at this point in time? It seemed pretty vague in the newspaper that we had. So everything's still up in the air.
In terms of future meeting agendas, again, the Prestige Nursing Home over on, was it Mountain Street? Washington. Anyway, they've been in twice now with signs, and the poor sign person, every time it's getting ready to be on your agenda, they change their mind. So we're going to sit tight. We'll get another round on that. And then, obviously, the solar panels. And I was really happy when I talked to Dr. Yan to hear she's working with Tesla to try to identify different placement. Otherwise, I'm not aware of future items.
And after that last meeting, I sent an email to Lee and to Hope, requesting that when they come back, they give us something more concrete than we can't do that. So hopefully they come back with something that says we can't do it structurally. This is what it looks like. This is the load. These are the numbers. Hopefully Rob and Don will have to pour through it. But hopefully we get more than we can't do it. So okay, G, public comments. Any other commission member? Or future agenda items. Members of the public who wish to address the commission or approach the podium at this time to speak on matters relevant to or within the authority of the Historic Resources Commission, including any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this public comment portion of the agenda. Is there any public comment? Before we leave, I've got a question for Dan. We have a list of questions from the Episcopal Church. Can we respond to these and give it back? How should we deal with this?
You know, I think probably the best approach is let me get an opportunity to review what those questions may be. I just want to make sure we don't run afoul of any open meeting law provisions if, you know, one or more members wind up responding and it's not in the context of a public hearing. So let me just, you know, I'll just ask that and I think Hope was saying earlier that, okay, so I've got a list. I'll take a look at these. I'll communicate with Hope, and we'll get back to the chair on that.
Okay, thanks, Dan. H, motion on adjournment.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.